Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from L.K. Smith, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is A Date with a Short Guy. Sometimes size does matter. When it comes to online dating, everyone lies. Women tend to lie about their size. That's because dating sites don't usually offer options to choose from that accurately reflect a woman's shape. And they don't give you options like average height, but with a lot of back fat, or tall with flabby arms. The only options you get on dating sites for a woman's body type are average, athletic, and curvy. And if you're not one of those three, you're pretty much out of luck. The best option you have is to pick the least untrue description. I always choose curvy because rolls of fat are curvy, my pot belly is curvy, and the flab under my arms is curvy. Ideally, there would be something for me to choose from, like portly short. Women lie about our body shape and size because we have the pressure to live up to these crazy images of 6 feet tall models weighing 87 pounds. No one can live up to that standard. Ever. When men lie on online dating, it tends to be about their height. Men think they should be 6 feet tall because tall equates to being powerful. A tall man is successful and has money. A tall man has potent sperm. Every man I've gone out with online has told me that they are at least 6 feet tall. In reality, none of those guys has ever been close to being that tall. The average guy I encounter in my life is usually around 5'10" tall at most. 6 feet tall doesn't happen on a regular day. But then it happened. I came across a true gem online, someone who told the truth. He said that he was 5'8" tall. Now, who would lie about being 5'8"? It had to be true. Being 5'8" tall isn't impressive. So, when he said that he was 5'8", I figured he had to be telling the truth. If he wanted to lie, he would have been like everyone else and said he was 6 feet tall, or 6'2". This truthful, not impressively tall guy was worth a second look. He was a little on the short side, and he didn't care what anyone thought. He was coming clean and telling the truth. He was authentic and real. This was a guy I had to meet. His name was Mario, and he liked me. When I say he liked me, I mean that he sent me a winky face online. I sent him a winky face back. When you think of a man named Mario, you think of a guy who is a swarthy Italian, tall, sexy, powerful, and ambitious, with luscious black hair. The picture on his profile didn't quite match that description. He had a clean-shaven face and light brown hair, according to his profile photo. The picture was blurry. I knew that blurry pictures were a huge red flag, but I decided to make an exception this one time, because he'd been so truthful about being 5'8" tall. Mario could have easily said he was 6 feet tall like all the other guys, but he didn't. Instead, he said he was 5'8". He was a truth teller. We did the usual communication progression from email to text to telephone. He said that he was self-employed and had never married before. I knew he was the one for me. We decided to meet at a small restaurant downtown in one of the suburbs. It was one of my favorite restaurants, and it wasn't far away from where I lived. It specialized in pork. there was a sign on the outside of the restaurant with a big picture of a dancing pig on it. We would drive separately, meet inside the restaurant, talk for a while, have dinner, and go from there. I was confident that it would be a wonderful evening. I made sure to dress super cute that night. I grabbed a shiny patent leather red purse to go with my shiny patent leather black shoes. I left a note on my table. Went to dinner with Mario. I included Mario's full name, his contact information, the name of the restaurant that we were going to, and where it was located. You can never be too safe, you know. And I tucked the corner of the note under the centerpiece on my table so that it wouldn't get pushed off by one of the cats. Out the door I went. I drove a few miles down the road to the restaurant, parked, and waited in my car. I made sure to get there a little early to see Mario when he pulled up. I hated walking into a restaurant and being completely surprised by what a person looked like. I mean, people never look exactly like they do in their pictures. What if I found him unattractive in person? I didn't want to show it on my face and hurt his feelings. So instead, I sat in my car and waited for him to drive past me. I played my before date music on my iPod to get myself pumped up and in the mood for our date. Finally, I was ready to go. I sat in the parking lot watching car after car go by, waiting for Mario. Then, finally, I saw someone who looked like the guy in the picture on the dating profile, but was nowhere near as good looking. There had to be some mistake. It wasn't so much that the guy was unattractive. He just looked different. And, well, someone named Mario wouldn't drive a car that looked like this. Someone named Mario would drive a sports car. But, unfortunately, this was far from a sports car. Instead, it was a rusted-out Honda Civic hatchback, and the only thing holding it together was rust. One strong gust of wind, and the car would cease to exist. But that's okay, I thought. The car is only a material possession. I was raised to believe that it's what is inside that matters. And the way that a man treats you is the most important thing. My parents always told me that if a man is kind to you and treats you well, it doesn't matter what he looks like, what his job is, or how much money he has. They were right. Mario parked on the other side of the building. After about 5 minutes, I decided it was time for me to go inside and meet him in person. I took a deep breath, checked my hair and lipstick, and ensured there was nothing in my teeth. I spritzed on some light citrus perfume, grabbed my shiny purse, and took my cute self into the restaurant. I walked into the restaurant. The man I saw driving through the parking lot was standing in the entrance. I looked him in the face and saw that this was Mario. But there was something very wrong. The Mario I was looking for said that he was 5'8". The person in front of me was nowhere near 5'8" tall. The person in front of me was more like 58 inches tall. His face reached my chest. Since the restaurant was an older building, I looked to see if there was a large dip in the floor that Mario was standing in. You know, sort of like a hole in the floor. That would explain why there was such a difference between our heights. But unfortunately, the floor was level. Anyway, I kept telling myself it didn't matter what Mario looked like. But I couldn't shake this feeling. I wasn't prepared for this. He was short. Like, really short. So, I put on my best poker face and pretended I didn't notice. I didn't hug him because that would have resulted in his face being nuzzled in my chest. We were directed to a huge corner booth. I slid my way into the corner, and Mario slid in after me. When I sat back, my feet barely reached the ground. I couldn't imagine that Mario's feet would touch the floor. He was tiny. I put my menu up in front of my face while reading it and sneaked a peek under the table. Mario's little feet were swinging back and forth like a 4-year-old's. Back and forth, back and forth. I kept trying to make conversation with Mario, but it was impossible to keep his attention. He was looking around the room, turning around and looking behind him. He was fiddling with his utensils. I should have asked for one of those paper placemats and a box of crayons to keep him amused, because he was acting like a child. I was on a date with a man-child, but he had a massive appetite despite his small stature and juvenile behavior. This guy loved pork. He got ribs, some brisket, pork chops, and pork roast. And, of course, he got dessert. I had struggled to gain Mario's attention throughout the evening with no success. But at least the ordeal would be over soon. The server brought the bill. Of course, she placed it face down on the table, right in the middle between the two of us, as if she didn't know who would be paying for the meal. But, of course, Mario would pay. He had sampled virtually everything on the menu while I had a salad. So I pushed the bill over in Mario's direction. He pushed the bill back to me and announced that he had forgotten his wallet at home. You had to be kidding me. I began to lecture Mario about being so irresponsible, but then it occurred that he didn't forget his wallet. He had left it home on purpose. It all became crystal clear. Mario wasn't self-employed. Mario was unemployed. His beat-up rusty car was proof of that, and I was just about to pay for what was probably the best meal he had eaten in months. His name probably wasn't even Mario. He was a big, fat fraud. Suddenly, I was seized with the need to speak the truth. So I stared straight at Mario, or whatever his name was, and told him I wished I had stayed home with my cats. He didn't care. He just kept swinging his feet back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. After the server returned with my credit card, I picked it up, put it in my wallet, and told Mario that I was leaving. He had no interest in walking me out. Instead, he just sat there. So I went to my car and drove the 4 miles home. But first, I stopped off at the 24-hour corner store and grabbed some fashion magazines and some cookies and cream ice cream. When I got home, I changed my clothes, settled in with the cats, and started eating my ice cream while watching shopping television. Like many guys on online dating, Mario lied about his height. But not all lies are created equal. It was pretty clear that he also lied about his job or lack of employment and probably his name. So overall, Mario was a big, fat liar. On top of things, Mario didn't treat me well. So my evening with Mario was a waste of time and money. I should never have ignored that blurry profile picture. From the beginning, it spoke volumes about who I was dealing with. Clear warnings don't come along often. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.